one of my first, if not the first memory of what Memorial Day should be was when I was 19 years old. I was working as a framer, and after a hard day's work on a Friday, we got off early, and we all went to Food Line to get us something to eat as we were heading home. And as we were leaving the store, there were veterans selling little poppies to help servicemen who have come back from war. And honestly, church, that's the first time that I remember relating Memorial Day with our servicemen. 19 years old. Now, I don't know how in the world that happened. I don't know, because I went to a great school system, I was told. But I went through the entirety of my school not knowing the significance of what Memorial Day meant. For the majority of my childhood and teenage years, Memorial Day meant that school was either soon to be or was out. It was the beginning of summer, as Labor Day was the end of summer. My family would most always have some sort of grilled food on the lake. I do remember my dad would always make sure that he put the American flag out, and it was flying on that day. But I had no clue as to why. Now, how did this happen? How in the world did my teachers not teach me in school? We go to school to what? To learn. I had history almost every single year, and I remember talking about great battles and great conflicts, but I never remember, not one of my teachers, especially my history teachers, ever standing up and telling us and explaining to us what it meant when we celebrated Memorial Day. I don't remember. They may have. I may not have been paying attention, but I don't remember. And let me say this. As I hung around my classmates, it's very evident to me now that they didn't understand either. They didn't have a clue as to what the day meant and what it should mean. When I became an adult, I must confess that I wasn't into watching the news or keeping up with world events the way I am now. I was very much like every other American. I was very self-absorbed, and Memorial Day was just a day off for me to rest and to spend time with my family, a day for me to do as I pleased. As I sat and I thought about this, tomorrow people are going to post pictures from wherever they are and whatever they're doing, all over social media. And underneath it, it's going to say, Happy Memorial Day. I'm just asking, does the picture represent and reflect what we ought to be and who we ought to be memorializing on that day? Church, I don't think so. I really don't think so. I want to admit that even as a pastor, I may have made many who are currently serving in the military feel uncomfortable and out of place by recognizing them and their service on this day, having them stand as we clap, thanking them for their service of our country. You see, the reason they would feel out of place is that those who are serving now know what the true meaning of Memorial Day is. And it's not about them. I feel that for the most part, those who are currently serving would not even want to be recognized because they do not feel on this day they deserve to be called upon. Why? Church, because they know what this day means. They more than anybody know what this day means. So many of us don't recognize it or recognize it in the wrong way or have the wrong perspective of what this day means. But those who have served and those who are currently serving, they know what this day means. The average person just doesn't. They don't get it. Memorial Day is about honoring those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom. those who died in combat, defending our rights. Our rights as Americans. My public apology to you who are currently serving and those who have served this country is this. I am truly sorry because in the past, I have not properly honored those who died for my freedom. But that's all changed. Can I tell you why I did not understand the true meaning of Memorial Day? And it's much like the reason the most people don't understand the true Memorial Day. You haven't experienced it. Brother Frank, we have not experienced it. We stand on the shoulders of giants, waving our flags every now and then, not understanding the depths of what they've lived through and what they've seen. I have not properly celebrated Memorial Day because I didn't understand. But I do now. You see, when you walk through those doors here in a few minutes, you're going to be able to properly understand because you're going to get just a glimpse, just a taste of what it feels like. Now, I want to tell you why I didn't understand Memorial Day correctly. And again, it's the same reason that most don't. Most don't. I didn't know what it was like to be a child standing at the graveside of my father or my mother with a flag distinguishedly draped over the coffin as taps played in the background. I do not know what it's like to grow up watching my mother burst into tears every time she looks at a picture of my father. But I do know that today I have the freedom to know what it feels like to be free because those who did lose their fathers and their mothers. I know this now. Listen, I went to school with several children who lost their parents in Vietnam, lost their dads in Vietnam. I remember going to the Vietnam Memorial, not understanding the severity and the seriousness of what it meant to walk down those beautiful marble and to see the names on the wall. I didn't understand what it meant. And I remember that, I don't know that it was me, but there were a couple of the guys that were with me in the ninth grade, and this was 1985, and they were playing around too much. And somebody jerked all of us to the side and said, "You need to stop what you're doing, and you need to be serious. This is not a place of silliness. This is a place of honor and respect." I remember hearing of one of my former classmates who had been there the year before, who had lost her dad in Vietnam. And I remember hearing the story of how the science and math teacher helped her find her dad's name on the wall and put a piece of paper up and get a pencil and immortalize that name, and she carried it home with her. I don't know what it feels like, church. That's why Memorial Day hasn't meant what it should mean to me. I don't know what it feels like to lose a dad or a mom. But there are many who do, and they gave me the right to have the freedom that I have today. Now, church, I want you to understand, I don't know what it feels like to hear the doorbell and to see someone standing in full military dress handing my parents a letter from the United States government stating that my brother or my sister was killed in action. I don't know what it feels like. I've never experienced that ever. But I now understand that the freedom that I have today was granted to me because a mother and a father accepted one of those letters and buried a child that I might have freedom. Can you imagine what it's like to know that your child is serving in the military and to see a government car pull up and knowing but not knowing and then realizing what it really meant. Did he see the doorbell to be handed a letter? I've never experienced that. But I know because there are people who are willing to accept those letters, I have freedom. I have freedom. Church, there's something else I don't know. I don't know what it feels like to go through basic training. I never went. I don't know what it feels like to serve elbow to elbow with people who became family. I don't know what it feels like to watch them and to know they are watching my back. I don't know what it's like to be deployed with these family members walking and protecting dirt. Not even my dirt, but protecting dirt on the third watch. To hear hot lead scream past my ears, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to eat a meal with a brother, hearing the stories of his family and his friends and his loved ones at home one minute, and then the next minute, hold my brother dead in my arms with his blood runs down my sleeve. But I know this. Church, I know this. I know that that person died, that I might enjoy the freedom that he served for me. I don't know this feeling, church, but there are those in this church who do. I believe Brother Dan Roth knows what it's like. I believe Brother Frank knows what it's like. I know Poppy knows what it's like. Shortly after I came to this church, Poppy came in my office. He said, "I don't understand." I said, What don't you understand, Poppy?" He said, "Why I'm still here." "So what do you mean?" He said, "I should have been gone." Poppy served in the Korean War and on an aircraft carrier. And a plane was coming in and it should have been waved off, and somehow it didn't get waved off. And the engineers who were on the aircraft carrier noticed that it was carrying a bomb that did not drop. It was dangling. Should have been waved off, but it wasn't. As the aircraft touched down, the bomb came skipping across the deck. And Poppy and his friend Sandy were on that deck, and they started running for cover. And Sandy, Poppy's friend, grabbed him and threw him behind a barricade just as that bomb came by and exploded. Sandy was gone. And Poppy couldn't understand why God allowed him to stay. And he took Sandy. I imagine there's a lot of those in this room this morning who understand Poppy's feeling. But there's something I don't understand. When I asked Poppy if permission to tell that story, Poppy looked at me and he said, "Yes, but with respect." You understand the day that we live in, when he has to tell that to somebody, it's because military have not been given the respect they deserve. And it all starts with us not recognizing and understanding what this day, what this weekend truly means. It's about respect. It's about honor. It's about remembering those who paid the ultimate price that we might have freedom. Church, there's something else that I don't understand. I don't know what it's like to watch with pride my child walk onto a parade ground after completing his basic training. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it feels like to see my child pack their bags for their first deployment. I don't know what it feels like to get a call from my child that they are being sent to on active duty to a volatile hot zone. I don't know. I don't know what it feels like to walk the floors at night praying, begging God for my child's safety. I don't know. I don't know what it's like to stand at my child's graveside with my face pressed against the coffin, knowing that my baby that I held in my hands is 8 inches underneath my hands that are stained with tears all the way down my fingers. But I know this, church. I know this. That mothers and fathers all over this country have buried their babies, that I may be able to stand here in this church today and freely preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've missed it in times past. Brother Frank, I've got it now. I've got it. I know what it's about. Now let me tell you what I know. Now that I know what Memorial Day is. Just about done. Y'all pay attention. We are recording, Lee, right? Where's Lee? Lee, we're recording, right? I want this to be noted, not only for those who were sitting in this congregation, but for anybody who is listening over the air, what I'm about to say. I hope and pray that I never see anyone standing on an American flag, wiping their feet in disgust and spitting on the flag. I hope I never see it. You see, that flag represents the lives of those fathers and mothers who died. It represents the lives of current military family who held their loved ones as they slipped away. It represents those parents who put the bodies of their babies in the ground. Please understand when I tell you that if you walk on the American flag in my presence, disrespecting the lives of those who gave their freedom, you have the right to know that I'm fixing to go to jail. You need to understand and see, these men died that you may have the right to stand on that flag. Listen, they also died that I may have the right to go get a 2x4 and beat you until police come. Brother Kyle, you're a pastor. You shouldn't be violent. Please understand, I'm not a violent person. But if you provoke me, I will take a stand. These men were willing to take a stand for us, and we're not willing to take a stand for them and our flag. I see videos all over the United States of groups of people who are standing on the flag that they served under. I don't get it, first of all, that somebody would do that. Bob, that mentality doesn't work with me. But I think what's worse for me is somebody has the nerve to video it. I'm not going to have time to get out a video camera and video somebody disgracing themselves by stepping on the flag. I'm going to calmly ask them, please don't do this. You don't understand what you're doing. And Ryan, I'm going to try to explain to them what exactly it is they're doing. And who they're not disrespecting the American government. They're disrespecting the lives of people who gave their life. Miss Mary, I'm going to try to explain that to them. But if they don't understand, or if they do not care to understand, I am going to dismiss myself quickly and find something that I can defend that flag and those men and those families with. I can't believe that, Brother Kyle. Believe it. I've seen more than one video, Gary, of people doing that. They're all over the internet. Do you know why? Do you know why they're all over the internet? Because nobody has taken a shovel handle and beat them off the flag. People died for that. Soldiers bled for that. Mothers and fathers wept for that. And you're going to take a video and put it on YouTube? Who are we? Church, I don't know how it feels to lose a father, a brother, a child in times of war. Church, but God does. God does. Do you understand that we're at war? We're not at war just with other countries. We're in a spiritual warfare. We're in a spiritual battle. And church, you don't have to look hard to see that we're not gaining ground, we're losing. But we don't have to. Well, Brother Kyle, what are you talking about? Look in your Bibles, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Now this is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light, and there is absolutely no darkness in Him. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we are lying and are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in light and have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us of all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and the Word is not in us. Church, God can relate because He's experienced everything that I've talked about this morning. Jesus paid a price that he didn't know. The price was too high. He never sinned. But church, He paid the price that we might have eternity with Him. God knows how these families feel. God understands. Now that we understand, church, I don't know how it feels to have this kind of loss, but God does. Now that we understand this, what should we do? How should we start celebrating Memorial Day? What should be done as a church? I want to invite all of you to come stand around this altar right now, and let's pray for those who've been lost. Pray for their families. Because tomorrow, they're going to watch us celebrate and know that their sons and daughters died giving us that right to celebrate. Let's all stand. If you want to come to the altar and pray for these families, will you come?